Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, and I'm here with Chris Spangerline and Dion Kerr, and I forgot to tell y'all, I learned a new word. What was that word about your booty hole? Oh, I learned the word anal fissure. Like Amy Fisher, anal fissure. That's me when your bullet hole be waving at you.
Do you have an anal fissure?
No, but I know somebody who had an anal fissure. So I wanted to shoot.
It's Nikea with all those hot dogs, isn't it?
No, but I wanted to share a big word with you today, and it's anal fissure. If you know anybody with an anal fissure, you let them know I ain't about to get you fixed.
Say it one more time, please.
Anal fissure.
It ain't a fissure until you notify me. You're not, what word are you saying? It ain't official until I got it on. We don't even talk about this.
I know. But I forgot to share this very important big word that I learned. Anal fissure. You're right. It ain't official until you get your booty hole fixed. Now, anal fissure, ladies and gentlemen, is a tear in the booty hole, and it makes your booty go whoop, wop, wobba, bop, 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 bing, bang, ding, lang. So, to keep your booty hole from flapping like that, you gotta get your anal fissure fixed.
All right, we'll be right back.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. Nothing.
You on mute, fat boy.
What are y'all looking at? Also, why are you calling me fat when you've got literal geritol that you're taking? That's the oldest. What, Jasmine?
That's mine.
Of course.
I would never take that shit, even if I needed to.
Why is Jasmine taking geritol?
To make her mustache grow, I guess. She have low iron, and some old bitch told her to take geritol. Which for you to tell you to take geritol when you're trying to get pregnant.
Ooh, Jesus. Are you supposed to say that on the show? Congratulations, Jasmine.
I don't think that's what she's doing, but
she says it's not.
I don't fuck with my iron because I get chin hair really bad. So when you start putting extra good shit in my body, I get that floppy neck right here. I call it the nut.
You get a gobbler?
Nut neck.
Because it hangs like a little nut up under your neck. And so I don't do all that extra shit. You know, I'm just going to eat.
You take the shit out of some vitamin C gummies, though.
Oh, yeah. I just took about four of them. I would eat the shit out of those because that's what I do. Because every time you turn around, a nigga got crabs, gonorrhea, COVID, pneumonia, flu. I ain't trying to get sick. I got shit to do out here.
Do you have COVID man on set anymore?
No, we don't have that anymore.
Okay.
He still works here, but he does something else now. He gets the audience in and out.
Okay. I bet he's good at that because he's real bossy.
Yeah. Yeah. I always told him. I think he shop at Fashion Nova. And he always got on some girl tracksuit. So I saw that with a bedazzle tracksuit on one day. And I said, what the fuck do you have on? These are girl clothes.
That nigga shop at the Crystal Ball Collection.
I don't know where he shop at, but I tell you one thing, that nigga always got on some little finiment.
He was always sparkling.
Finiment?
Yeah, hats, shoes. I bet you the crack of your ass, your drawers is rhinestone. Cause you like sitting on hard shit.
Oh gee. Wow. I don't know about that one, Pat.
What?
I thought the screen was frozen. I thought your screen.
So what do y'all think about Jay-Z speech at the Grammys?
I didn't see it. Give me the I know he said something about Beyonce.
Beyonce never won Album of the Year. That's unbelievable. Because they have given Beyonce every trophy that they can stick up her ass.
Doesn't she have more Grammys than any other person alive?
She do.
She okay, do. What are we complaining about then?
She never got Album of the Year. And I think the little Taylor girl done won about 4 or 5 times. Or 2 or 3 times. I don't know.
But she still has the most Grammys of anyone ever? Now you're frozen.
Uh-oh, don't get the Swifties after you.
Really right.
What did he say?
Are you going to pull it up? I can't tell you word for word what he said.
Here, I'll see if I can pull it up. Sorry, I asked you a question, then it froze, and I... hopefully you won't see Drake's dick when I pull this up.
Did you Google Drake's penis?
Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. I've heard people talking about it, though.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Let me ask you something. Chris, from one man to another.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what? You just call yourself a man?
I'm a woman. Chris,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
You ever get a little how do it feel to see a dick bigger than yours?
I don't think I feel anything. It's funnier. It's funny because before I saw it, I saw here's a video of an elephant swinging around, and then when I saw the video, it made me think of that, so I started laughing. But I don't have like a reaction to it because I know people have bigger penises than me. I'm friends with Dion.
I can tell you this, Pat. The first time I took a shit longer than my dick, I was very upset.
Yeah, Drake had a leaked video where he's playing with himself in the mirror, and wow.
Oh, no, they got a masturbation video?
Pringle can size, Dion.
The little ones or the big ones?
Have you two not seen it?
I haven't seen it.
All right. Let me copy this over.
When did this happen?
This happened today. You haven't heard about it?
I've been shooting all day. I don't got time to be, and I'm trying to shoot. Let me see. Drake trying to make his song go number one.
All right.
Let me see.
I don't want to pull it up because I don't want Kate to have to see it. She's got a blur though.
Kate want to see dick. She got a husband.
Here, I just texted it to you. We can watch your facial expressions when you see it.
Why you got to watch my facial expression? Why we can't show the audience?
Because it'll get flagged on YouTube.
Yeah, because it's a private video.
That's Jake Dick. Oh, that ain't shit.
Are you kidding me? Come on.
That shit is on a diet.
Oh, it's a foot long.
And an inch wide.
Who's the size queen that just said that?
How y'all know this Drake?
I don't know. That's what the internet told me.
I'm about to go look. I'm going to regret it immediately, I'm sure.
Not Drake. That shit don't even work. It ain't even hard. This the dick everybody going crazy over? This ain't shit.
Chazzy Chef and
the... Well, Twitter won't let me see it.
Chris, you ain't got this.
Not that long, no.
You got it?
It's wider than that, yeah.
Chris got that little door stopper. We can't see it, thankfully, Jasmine. It was very blurry.
That's like if Dion was fucking me. It just don't work.
That would never happen. Yeah.
I'd join our own Patreon to see that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying it's very skinny and limpy and wasn't that hard.
You're not talking about my dick then. I mean, that's what my dick would be like if we were trying to fuck. It wouldn't work at all. But.
It'd be limpy and sad. Not and
hard.
Drippy.
Yeah. Be very upset with itself.
Yeah, it was like, look at this speech.
Here's the, let me see if make sure that I did this right. So here's the speech Jay-Z gave for Beyonce.
Fresh Prince winning their first Grammy in 89 and boycotting because it wasn't televised. And then they went to like a hotel and watched the Grammys. I didn't even understand what the wasn't a great boycott. We're here. But then 98, I took a page out of their book. I was nominated for the best rap album. And DMX had dropped two albums that year. They both were number one. Shout out to DMX. And he wasn't nominated at all. So I boycotted and I watched the Grammys. I'm just saying, we want y'all to get it right. We love y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right. At least get it close to right. And obviously it's subjective. Y'all don't got to clap at everything. Obviously it's obviously it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based. But, you know, some things, you know, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work.
Did you say stop it there?
No. Okay. I said nobody.
You know, some of you going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. Some of you don't belong in the category. Oh, no, that was it. No, when I get nervous, I tell the truth. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep showing up. And forget the Grammys for a second, just in life. As my daughter sits and stares at me nervous as I am. Just in life, you got to keep showing up. Just keep showing up. Forget the Grammys. You got to keep showing up until they give you all those accolades you feel you deserve. Until they call you chairman, until they call you a genius, until they call you the greatest of all time. You feel me? Thank you.
A nice speech. It was cute. His daughter was there too. It's funny he's nervous.
I don't think he was nervous, but they said the internet is so fucking mean because they ran off and said, oh, his daughter's dress was so inappropriate. I said, y'all, that dress that baby had on probably cost more than y'all car. I hate when broke niggas make rich niggas opinion.
How is that even in the realm of inappropriate?
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but everybody, oh my God, it's falling off her shoulder. But your daughter go to the prom with a motherfucking dress on that can see her pussy, and she don't even shade a half on the back because she want to be the baddest bitch at the prom.
Is that the qualification?
No, they all look like hoes now. But that made me sick. The internet just made me so fucking sick because they always running their fucking mouth. If you're not harming a child, then shut the fuck up. Somebody's not harming a child, then shut the fuck up. If you're the parent, and everybody know that girl is well taken care of. I got some $1,000 Fendi boot, and I saw them on her feet. I said, well, damn. Yeah, like, I don't even know if I would buy my kids some $1,000 Fendi boot, even if I was rich.
Was it that she was showing her? I mean, this is a very...
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even notice her until you said something about right. It. Chris Free pulled it. Like, I was watching Jay-Z the whole time.
It sort of looks like a Little House on the Prairie dress. What are we mad about?
Who's that girl next to Trevor Noah?
I don't know her either, but my thing is, I'm like, y'all shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Y'all always speaking on shit you don't know anything about. Leave them people alone. I mean, Then you talking this shit where this kid has a phone and she got to scroll the internet and see all the horrible shit you niggers say about her. And y'all don't even make no fucking money.
She used the hardware.
Whatever. I'm just saying, people talk too fucking. If we would learn to mind our motherfucking business in this country, in this world, we would be better the fuck off. Who are you to tell me what my daughter can wear if she's well taken care of? If I didn't like it, I was like, well, you know, I didn't like, hell, it ain't my mother. I didn't buy that motherfucking $30,000 dress.
I guess, how old is she? That's Blue Ivy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at it. I mean, is there some sort of that she's too young to wear it?
That's what they were saying. They show her cleavage. You bitches bought y'all cleavage, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, she's 12. You had to really be looking for cleavage there. Like, what are you?
The girl just got some knuckles, so it ain't even really no titties.
Oh,
shit.
My skin is crawling.
Yeah, so can we stop talking about a 12-year-old girl's knockers?
Hello, she learned it. Came by it.
Gotta have
man.
A career after this.
I mean, I'm just saying how just mean people were, and now to go back and look at the dress, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this baby dress? Ain't nothing wrong with her dress. She looked beautiful to me.
People hate successful people. That's really what it comes down to. They're jealous.
And that's what I wanted to hear out of a white man mouth. So with that said, y'all fuck off.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Dion?
It's the internet, man. People say stuff behind the computer screen they would never say in real life. It's just what they do.
Sitting there looking like a motherfucking squirrel pussy. They're so mean.
Let's just take the elephant and put it on the table. I mean, McDuffin is jealous of me, and that's why he makes the memes. We're all thinking it.
Is he jealous of the girth or the length?
The happiness.
Might be the happiness. Well, McDuffin is a really nice looking man. I don't think he's jealous of you.
That's why it's so crazy he's alone. So very alone.
People like that, you might think he alone. He might got bitches in the basement that don't want to leave.
Nor can't.
He don't tell his business. I guarantee, I saw them women at the motherfucking party. They was throwing so much pussy at McDuffin. He took pussy home and ate it for leftover 3 days later.
He didn't show up this year and he could have. Just had a whole buffet. You're exactly right.
No, he didn't show up because he still had pussy from last year.
The Tupperware, probably, in the freezer.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is eating year-old leftover pussy?
Cannibals.
I'm just saying, those are how many women he pulled so he can still call up and get pussy. There's no need for Matt Duffin to restack his hash right now. So he's good. We're going to go to a break. Hold on.
Okay, hello? We'll be right back.
DraftKings, the leaders in fantasy sports, just dropped a brand new fantasy app, Pick 6. Pick 6 is the newest way for you to get in on the fantasy football action with DraftKings. Choose between 2 and 6 of the NFL players and pick if they're going to have more or less of particular stats. Things like, will a player have more or less than 100 rushing yards? Or will a player get more or one touchdown? Track your lineup and compete against others for a shot at a huge price. All you got to do is download DraftKings Pick 6 app now and sign up with the code PATDOWN. That code is PATDOWN only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligible restrictions apply. Valid only in states where DraftKings Picks operates. Pick 6 now available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, please visit dkng.co/pick6. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftking.com. Trying to save money and eat better? HelloFresh can help. Stop eating like a kid and start taking care of yourself. HelloFresh sends farm fresh ingredients and seasoned recipes right to your door. No more waiting in line at the grocery store. Chicken fajitas, lettuce wrap, meatballs, and onion gravy. That's mine, baby. When the schedule get really hectic, try HelloFresh. quick and easy meal, it is a lineup of awesome options you can get on the table fast. Whether you're vegetarian, counting calories, pescatarian, or cooking for a large family, HelloFresh have plans to suit your lifestyle. All you gotta do is go to HelloFresh.com/PatDownFree and use the code PatDownFree for free breakfast items. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/PatDownFree and use the code PatDownFree. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/PatDownFree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. It's time to get a sense of style and step into something new from True Classic. They have incredible, comfortable essentials with a great fit. With True Classic athletic wear, tees, jeans, and outwear, and more, you will be prepared for anything from a day at the gym to Valentine's Day date. Men's True Classic t-shirts are unlike any other. They're created to accentuate the place the eye goes first. Ooh-wee! And this means they're tighter in the arms and chest, but leave the perfect amount of room in the midsection. My husband and son love these crew t-shirts, baby. And while you're revamping your wardrobe, don't forget about the outerwear. Whether you a bomber jacket kind of a fella or love a cashmere sweater, True Classic has what you need. So if you're ready to upgrade your closet, shop now with our exclusive link at trueclassic.com/patdown and save up to 25% off your first order. trueclassic.com/patdown and save up to 25% off your first order. Make 2024 your most stylish year yet with True Classic.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back.
Yeah, my husband is sick, so I got to get him a back been hurt.
Is he okay?
Yeah, my daughter, yeah, he's fine. He got back issues. I hope so. But he's just having a, you know, what it is.
You get to your 50s and things hurt.
Man, well, I'm going to tell you something. It hurts me to pull my underwear down.
Is that from the sticking?
Is it because they're heavy? What?
I don't know, Dion, but I'm not going to put on my drawers. I got to swing them on my leg.
It's like parachute when you're in grade school.
I'm so, man, getting old. So I'm like, Lord, can you give me my 20-year-old bones? You know, popping my back and, out of nowhere. I had a locked jaw. That's the crazy shit.
Wait, what, when?
That was locked. I didn't tell you about my talk about my locked jaw.
No,
you did not.
So I go to the doctor. I say, my jaw hurt. Wasn't my jaw hurt, y'all?
So this was recently?
About a month ago.
Okay.
And I told y'all this. And the doctor said my jaw was locked. So I said, there was a dentist. I said, so I came here for you to tell me to suck dick?
How many attempts did it take to unlock your jaw before you had to go to the house?
Why didn't you just call your brother and have him break into it?
Well, actually,
was locked like an iPhone.
I started chewing this gum off set called Hubba Bubba, and that shit is hard as a rock.
Uh-huh. You were eating Hubba Bubba in 2024?
Oh, I love it. Don't you talk shit about Hubba Bubba.
The Hubba Bubba is depression go.
Oh, but it's so good. And then you end up with like 10 pieces in your mouth and get lockjaw. The flavor runs out in like 5 seconds.
You was eating rocks, nigga.
I'm telling you, Dan, when I tell you it was the worst shit ever, but the Hubba Bubba unlocked my motherfucking jaw.
That's so funny. It'll do that to you. That shit's strong.
That's hilarious.
Two bites and it's all gone.
So what does it feel like? Does it literally like or does it just like
I was just having pain in my jaw every time I opened my mouth. So what the fuck is wrong with my mouth? And so I went to the dentist. I said my fucking jaw hurt, and he was like, "You got he checked me out. He said you got a locked jaw." I'm like, "Huh?"
That was your first time and this ever happened to you?
Man, I'm experiencing a lot of first time pain.
What else hurts?
Nigga, I don't have to fall. My eyebrows hurt. I didn't even know my eyebrows had feelings.
If you'd stop judging people with those looks, then maybe quit giving it such a workout. I think that's just muscle soreness.
Right. You should call the Rock and consult about his eyebrow.
What's your eyebrow workout look like, Rock?
You can't say sleep after 2 o'clock, but I hate bras. Oh, it should be a rule to just let your titties swing after you're 50. I hate bras.
You could do whatever you want. There's no law against bras.
I don't wear bras during the day. I mean, like flying and stuff. There's no need for my titties to act like they work.
Is it? I would think with you, you have very large breasts. And I would think it'd be more comfortable to have them not swinging.
Why you say that shit like a doctor?
Well, it's...
You have very large breasts.
I'm trying to be polite and respectful of her titties.
What? The titties?
Like, last episode, you was like, talk about holding titties.
Well, I tell you this, the only time titties are worth anything is when you go for a mammogram. When you don't have no titty, they damn near, they just smash. They be just smashing skin in.
Yeah, but is it more comfortable not having the support? Or what is it like? I would think it'd be more comfortable with support.
Well, you should know because I know you are smaller bra than me, but they feel comfortable when they're down.
That's interesting.
Where does the pain emanate from? Is it your back? Is it your chest?
First, explain emanate.
I assume the emanate come from.
Yes.
Very good.
She knew what that word meant.
I know.
I knew it. You used it in a sentence. So where did the pain emanate from? That emanate just mean come.
So does it come on your back or your chest?
I emanate on your face.
Not if you can't pull your panties down.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
yeah. Is it just the bra like bothers your back, or is it just because everything's all tight?
No, it's just all of it just tight. You know, I like to just be, I don't like makeup and hair. What the fuck is happening with my yarn? I don't like makeup and hair. I don't like doing all of that.
I was at an event on Thursday night and a Plainfield resident was there. And they were recounting all the times that they had seen you out in public. They're like, they were basically saying, it's really great she can go out in public and not be noticed. they would always see you in the Plainfield Walmart. No hair, no makeup. No, nobody that you know. It was just somebody that's a fan that had seen you, and I had run into them and they were asking about you. And like, yeah, I miss seeing her in Walmart. And you know, she never had any makeup on. She could like fly under the radar.
Yeah, I believe if I was in Plainfield now, it would really be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I think hurts you, Pat, is that you're pretty. If you were an ugly woman, no one would expect you to put on makeup when you just out and about. But you're pretty, so Leslie Jones don't put on makeup to go to the grocery store.
She just always looks like Leslie Jones.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I was at the emergency room with my husband last night. And I had on a Miss Pat Settles It. So I'm trying to stay, you know, undercover, the streak or whatever you want to call it. Cause I don't want nobody fucking with me. He can't stand or he can't sit. So it was nowhere for him to lay. I told him just go car. So I'm in I'm sitting there and I hear people like, don't she look familiar? So I don't put the hood on my head, put my book up to my shirt. And they say, Garrett Lee, I said, I'm going to get him. And somebody called my voice and I heard a little girl say, Mama, that's her. I shot in that room so fucking fast. And I was waiting on them to call her daughter name so I can get the fuck up out of there. I ran up out of that hospital. Because then they start, you know, I think TV dehumanize us. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that we don't have the same problems as other people. You know, we don't. You know, maybe Kevin Hart can go in the back of the hospital, but I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I get. So you might catch me in a waiting room. You know, and people.
You didn't sign that autograph for that dying lady.
What dying lady?
That woman that was at the hospital, what you think she was waiting on?
Yeah, she was passing away and you said no.
Nope. You were like, no autographs.
That lady was not dying. She was with her daughter. So I was like, nah. I said, I'm not, thank God my hair was fixed because I had to do an interview. And so, yeah, I have on no makeup. I said, I don't want to be bothered. I just want to get in here and get see by my husband and get the fuck out. And so,
yeah, that's a wild place to ask for autographs. Yeah. In the fucking emergency waiting room.
Fuck. People don't care.
No, they really don't. Like when I would go out with Rupert from Survivor, like 10, 15 years ago, at the height of his like fame, he'd be in the middle of eating and people would want to walk up and shake his hand and he couldn't, you know, you're like, don't shake the man's hand while he's eating a meal. Like he's trying to eat a hamburger and you're touching his hand. Like he didn't want that.
Nigga got chicken wing grease on his hands.
Right. Oh, just have some, you know, and it's.
Well, people try to seize the moment.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, if it's not too much for me to get out no chair, well, come on, let me jump up and take a picture with you. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I still do them at the end of my shows. I try to, you know, it's coming to an end, but I'm really trying to. Because, you know, everybody want to meet the person that they want to meet. And I'm glad I'm the person that a lot of people wants to meet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just try to roll with it. But sometimes it do become an inconvenience.
I bet. And you know, people rag on celebrities for flying private jets, like Taylor Swift flying to the Super Bowl. What she would incapacitate an airport if she tried to fly commercial. You know, it can't be done. They're just, at a certain point, you're going to get to a place where you can't move in regular society the same way.
Pretty much.
That's what Dane Cook said. He goes, being famous always makes the really easy things really hard, but the really hard things really easy.
Whatever. I think people would trade that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, meaning you can get out of a lot of situations because you're famous, but then you can't go to CVS.
You can go to CVS. I don't think you can go through an airport or a mall, but I do think you can go to CVS because CVS is always empty.
You need one of those. See, you're getting caught up because you can not wear the makeup and the hair and the hoodie and all that. You need a voice changer. You need to get one of those little like AI boxes that has a different voice so people won't recognize you, like Stephen Hawking. Hello, my name is Garyana Lee.
I don't think Stephen Hawking talked.
It's your voice that's giving you away. Maybe we could find a, you know, have somebody program something in so it's nice and soft and not recognizable.
Okay, Chris, we're going to try that, okay?
Put a pin in it.
You're going to be trying to, then niggas going to be getting in your bank account. Somebody going to call up and call your wife and have a Chris outfit on, and then you're going to have a black baby.
That took a strange turn.
Man, she went to the deep end.
It was like beef, but beef, pat-down edition.
Exactly. So you might want to be careful what you ask for. So I got to go back to set. How much time we did?
We can wrap up.
I got to go back to set, and I want to thank y'all. I cannot wait till the Miss Pat Show season 4 come out, y'all. This shit is hilarious. This might be the funniest season, but we say that every year. It is so fucking funny. It is so funny. So we having a good time. So with that said, until the next Pat Down podcast, make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com for all tickets. And where I'm coming this weekend? All right, San Francisco and Portland, you is up on deck, baby. I'm on my way. Go ahead and go to MissPatComedy.com and get your tickets. San Francisco and Portland, I'm on my fucking way. And hey, I just added New Orleans. I just added Cincinnati. I just added some more shit. So make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.